we do a little summer camp talk here, because I know a lot of our P1s sent their kids to summer camp. Maybe even those kids are listening this morning, not yet back to school. Summer camp is a rite of passage. I think just about every kid I knew growing up went to some kind of summer camp. I went once to summer camp, Circle K Ranch in Dolores, Colorado.
Oh.
And a lot happened in the 2 weeks that I was at that summer camp. Now, it's changed hands, I believe, the ownership. I was looking at Circle K Ranch today. It's still in existence.
Still going, huh?
I looked at some of the pictures, same bunkhouse, same barn, same land, beautiful in the southwestern part of the state of Colorado, high in the Rocky Mountains. It looks like it's now you can book it for vacations kind of thing. I think you can do groups. But back in the day, this is almost 50 years ago, it was a summer camp for kids. And I was about 12 when I went to summer camp one summer, late 70s, to Circle K Ranch.
Were you scared as heck going off for a week? Or
it was a little weird, yeah. I mean, I'd been away from home for a couple weeks because growing up in Oklahoma City, we would come down to Dallas, to Lancaster, and stay with our relatives for a couple weeks. And then our cousins would come up there mm-hmm. and stay with us for a couple weeks. So we were not only used to being from the Northeast, but we were used to, over everybody's heads, we were used to being away from home for a couple of weeks. So yeah. But it was different. Now, it was okay because two of my cousins went with me. My closest cousins, Douglas and Molly, the three of us got on the bus at Redbird Mall. That's where it picked up the kids from that part of the Metroplex. And it was a big yellow dog. It was an old school bus that they had at Circle K Ranch. And then we drove somewhere in the mid-cities and we picked up some more kids. And then we drove to North Fort Worth and we picked up some more kids, including some older kids from Azle.
Hornets.
Now, the ages at Circle K Ranch, to the best of my memory, were about ages 10 to 17. And me and my cousins were on the lower end of that, right? We were, my cousin Molly, I think, was 10, and Douglas and I were 12. But we're on a bus now, headed to camp with kids who are 16 and 17. When you're that age, that's a massive difference.
Yeah, that's a little too much age difference, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, the bus on the way up broke down, I remember, outside of Farmington, New Mexico. And all of us had to get off the bus, and we're standing out there in the heat as they had to call a wrecker or something. I think it got towed into town, and I don't recall us spending the night there. We eventually made our way to the ranch and got there at night. But we did have the old yellow dog breaking down, very typical, right? But yeah. It was my first time to go to the Rocky Mountains, and I remember as a kid just being mesmerized by the beauty and the trees and the great weather, and that started my love affair with the mountains, was going to Circle K Ranch. 2 weeks is a long time. We check in, and one of the first things they did, outside of give you your bunk bed assignment, they gave you a horse for 2 weeks. And I think I've told this story on the show before.
Yeah, I remember his name, Dan.
Yes, Dan was my horse. And
weird name for a horse.
I was the last kid to get a horse. They didn't have any more. So that afternoon, they brought Dan in, and they came to get me at the bunkhouse, and they said, your horse is here. And I went out to the corral, and I watched one of the ranch hands break Dan in front of me.
Oh, my gosh.
Dan was a wild horse. I watched the guy break him.
You'll never be anything. You're the worst horse ever. Okay, man. Okay.
Hey, leave me alone, man. I'm just a horse.
Then that ranch hand walked over to me and handed me the reins and said, here, this is your horse, Dan. And I'm like, but he was just wild. You just broke. Are you sure he's safe? I'm 12 and I'm getting up on this horse that has just been broken. But it was a great horse, spectacular horse. We took an overnight camping trip. I remember that was one of my favorite memories. They took us up these trails way up high into the mountains, and then they said, okay, this is where we're camping for the night. And each of us carried a sleeping bag on the horse, but no tent or anything. So you just threw down your sleeping bag. Night fell. They had a big campfire. They cooked everybody burgers. And then you went to sleep. And I remember it got so cold, because it gets really cold in the mountains at night in the summer. You didn't have a tent or a fire, you know, that you were close to at that point. The fire had been burned out. I remember getting in the bottom third of my sleeping bag in the fetal position. I was so cold. But pretty cool. You didn't have a pad. You just threw your bag down on the ground and slept there.
Like Norm would at the camp out back in the day.
It was very Old West.
Yeah.
Horses sleeping out under the stars.
Yeah. And I remember waking up that morning and they had the fire going and the cook made French toast for everybody. And we were by a stream and they taught us how to drink out of a stream. I don't think you can do that today.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd trust that.
But back then they told you how to break the water with your hands and then drink out of the stream. And they encouraged us to do that.
Hmm. Make sure there's no animal carcass upstream first.
Yeah.
Yeah. tastes a little gamey, that water.
The rest of the time when we were down on the ranch, they would nightly tell stories. All the kids would gather around in the bunkhouse and they would tell stories. And sometimes they were ghost stories. And for effect, they would have people sneak up behind all the kids. And when they hit the punch of the ghost story, then all the people, the other camp counselors, would scream and scare the hell out of the kids.
Yeah.
All of that. But then there were the older kids that intimidated all of us younger kids, including the kids from Azle. And I've also told this story before, that my cousin and I were so intimidated by these high school seniors, and we were eighth graders, that we were too scared to go into the showers. We were too embarrassed to be naked in front of the older kids.
Yeah.
So my cousin and I, in 2 weeks, took one shower.
Oh, and you're
solid
at summer
plan.
Camp.
That's a solid plan when you're 12.
You're supporting
that? Yeah.
Every day, we would get up and just put another layer of deodorant on.
Yeah. That's your only play at that point.
And even more embarrassing, the one shower we did take, we tried to go at a low traffic time. We wore
you had to study the traffic patterns first to determine,
make sure those 17-year-olds are out of there,
because we thought they were either going to make fun of our genitalia or haze us. The one shower we took, we wore our underwear.
Yeah, another solid play. I'm with you.
I hate growing up. It's the worst.
You know, so you're trying to, you know, throw out some damage control there, and you're going to get ragged for that, too, but it's better than the alternative.
Right.
Right. But I remember one of the biggest memories I take from that camp with me, and I revisit this from time to time, is how sexually advanced the kids from Azle were. And
I teach you some things?
Yeah, I'm 12, and I'm trying to piece it all together, and I'm not really understanding what's going on, but I kind of know what's going on. Well, there were three kids from Azle. I've changed their names just because they may be P1s today. Larry, Brad, and Bert.
Hey, Bert.
Brad, I believe, was the oldest, and I'm pretty sure he was a senior, and he was kind of a good-looking guy. He was the alpha male or alpha of the three boys, right?
Mm.
Bert, I think, was also a senior, and Larry may have been a junior. Larry came to camp with an injury that it prohibited him from, I think, riding horses. I don't think he could get up on the horse. But the three of them were like, I'm not sure they were bullies, but they always had the aura of they could bully you if they wanted.
Yeah, yeah. They were alphas. They were alpha.
No doubt.
Doing some alpha stuff.
Also at camp with us, and this wasn't a Circle K employee, this was somebody who joined the trip up there as a counselor or a chaperone or something, was about a 25 to 30-year-old woman. I could not remember her name for $1 billion. But I do remember she was very attractive, that even as a 12-year-old, I found her very attractive.
Mark that.
Yeah, that can be taken out of context. Brad, the alpha of the sexually advanced kids from Azle, he found her attractive, too.
Uh-oh.
And she's how old did you say?
She, I'm guessing, was 25, okay. maybe 30, somewhere in there. And I remember sensing over the first week of camp that they were developing a relationship.
Mm-mm.
And then in the last week of camp, I remember that Brad and this counselor, like during story time at night in the bunkhouse, they would disappear together for long periods of time.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Brad. Now imagine 12-year-old me with failed smile trying to process what they were doing.
Huh, I guess they're playing tennis.
And so he's around 18 hooking up with this 25-year-old.
Yeah. I was impressed. I was jealous. I was confused. I was having trouble processing it. I didn't know how they were getting away with it.
Yeah, because it's that's a crime, right? She's sexually assaulting him.
I mean, it seemed consensual, but I don't know because I never saw it.
By yeah, definition, but the 17 to consensual
25 thing is, yeah.
But that's like the number one thing that I took away from camp is that this kind of stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I'm his age, will I be that knowledgeable and advanced? And is that what you do when you're a senior? And then you find out that that is what you do when you're a senior a lot of times. It wasn't what I did when I was a senior, but you saw a lot more of it.
You had the Nerf Basketball League taking up your time when you were a senior.
Yeah,
so.
Baseball cards.
You had to get the team back to the title.
You were dedicated to your sports career, so.
You know what? And I don't think we defended our title that year, interestingly enough.
Oh, man, really?
But in hindsight, I think it's a bad idea to have kids age 10 to 17 at the same camp.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea. I can't believe that they put you all together like that. It's usually, you know, like my kids went to summer camp, it was kids their own grade.
Yeah.
You know, 10 to 12 or something right. like that.
Did you guys ever go?
I never went.
No, and I hate that I never got that experience. I mean, I think that would have been so fun and scary. It would have been
extremely
like scary.
I remember talking to friends who went, and I just thought, I want no part of that.
And so your stay was for how long?
2 weeks.
Whoa. Gosh, that's a long time.
Yeah. Yep.
Be away from family, out of state.
Mm-hmm. By the end of it, I was ready to go home. The first week was great. But then the second week, knowing what Brad and that counselor were constantly up to.
They were making a whole new crop of camp goers.
And having gone without a shower for that period of time, I was ready to get home.
At some point, you need a shower.
You and Dan were indistinguishable in smell.
Yes.
Dan probably smelled better. Yeah,
that horse probably said, dude, man, let's take a shower once in a while.
Shower, maybe?
The horse didn't talk like that.
So hope all of our P1 kids had a good time at summer camp and it wasn't too scarring.
Get on this trail here. All right. It goes the other way, too.
All right. Going down a trail.